Right here in postgame coverage for Indianola and Pella Christian softball here on 92.1 KRLS as we now go into our Pella Christian Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee as we are joined by Pella Christian head coach, Minnie Katwinski. Coach, you know, you look at the game tonight, probably not the outcome you were looking for in terms of, you know, offensive or defensive production, but just walk me through the game a little bit.
Yeah, I was very pleased with our at-bats. I know we didn't have any runs, but I thought we had some really quality at-bats. You know, Rachel gets on in the first inning, and we, not that they are always meaning hits, but I thought they were quality at-bats. They were hunting for a good pitch. They made solid contact. So I was pleased with how they approached at the plate and how solid they hit the ball. I mean, this is our third time playing Indianola, and honestly, no one has hit us. DCG, Norwalk, any of them has seen the ball as well as Indianola has, and they have just drilled us. So great hitting by them. You know, there were times where our defense probably, you know, could have helped out our pitcher, but overall, I mean, they just rocked the ball. So great hitting ball club. Not much at times we could do. So we just tried to bring Maddie in. It's proud of her. She came in a tough situation, just hoped some of the different slower speed might mess them up a little bit.
Yeah, when you have a game like this, you know, that's a little bit lopsided, but how do you kind of build on something like that and, you know, look to improve and take whatever you learn from this game into your next competition?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we talked about after the game. We knew coming in, if we can compete at every at-bat and every pitch that we throw on defense, Class 2A opponents are going to have a hard time with us. If we can compete at the bat like this, so that's what we're just keep saying. If we can hit like this, we can do this to schools our size. So, and it's good for us to see good hitting teams defensively, but offensively. Okay, look how patient they were at the plate. They had good bats. Look at how they run the bases. So you can learn from observing another opponent also. But again, like I said, I was so proud of them. They didn't give up. I mean, we couldn't get an out, but they didn't give up. Our dugout never quit cheering, and they just kept going, okay, we'll just do what we can, and we'll make good at-bats and defensively learn to stay in the game.
Can you talk a bit about how encouraging that is for a coach, you know, when a team gets down like that? And, you know, sometimes it would be easy to lay down, but the fact that they were still encouraging, you know, working hard, playing hard, and cheering on their teammates.
Yeah, I think that actually goes back to last year even, right? We had to learn that lesson that you really can't play the scoreboard. So I was like, we've had several kids gone this week, and they came back today knowing that they weren't going to get to play, but came back to cheer on their teammates. I mean, that says something about them as individuals and how they understand the importance of team. One of our purposes is connectedness, that we are connected as a team. And for those girls to come and do that, sit in the hot dugout for two games and cheer and cheer and cheer when, you know, it's not going our way.
How do you kind of remain patient with, you know, potential changes? It's kind of been of a mess of a week across the entire state this week,
right,
for cancellation, suspension, and games that have been moved or whatever. But, you know, kind of approaching each day like, hey, I don't even know if we're going to play tonight when there's weather in the forecast. But then also, you know, being prepared for games like tonight when you do play.
Right. I kind of have a life motto that says flexible people don't get bent out of shape. So I'm like, we always just have to be ready. And that, again, going from last year, we just had to learn to compete at every pitch. And the girls have done that. Even like last night, we're at PCM, we're just waiting, and then here comes the storm. And in God's goodness, I think we did need a night off because we were after coming off a doubleheader, we were tired. But these girls know how to compete, and that is going to take them, I mean, I think far in this postseason and in other sports and just in life. You have to learn how to battle.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close and wrap up, you know, now that regional brackets have been released and all that stuff like that, you know, how do you feel kind of about your draw and just, you know, the games that you have in the schedule as you approach the rest of the season and now into the postseason?
Yeah, I'm the middle school coach, so actually I was at Des Moines Christian. I got back and in a half an hour turned around and came here. So I haven't looked at it a lot, if I'm quite honest. I mean, my daughter texted me it, and we feel very very happy with what we got. We know that if we games like this, as hard as they are, are preparing us if we can keep battling, and that's what we're doing. So we feel very excited about postseason, and we're excited to practice on Monday. We have some things to work on.
That's Mindy Kaprinsky joining us on this Eagles Coach's Corner powered by Hy-Vee. Mindy, appreciate your time coming up here, and, you know, best of luck as you head throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.